Not giving up sounds good when you're not the one that has to do the work. It's always easy to encourage others to keep trying or tell them they're doing a great job along the way of their challenge, whatever it is. But can you do the same? Could you keep showing up when it's really hard or it's really challenging or you just don't feel like you got it in you? And to me, that's all a good relationship is. Two imperfect people willing to try, evolve, and address what could be better together with a side of patience as sauce. Okay? Now, I'm definitely still a person who hates repeating myself. I believe if you respect a person enough and value their time, you would remember what's important to them. You will remember what they ask you to do, vice versa. There is nothing wrong with disagreements, in my opinion, but having them not learning, not understanding, and not repairing what's not whole, it leaves many cracks in your foundation of what you have, right? And when you have a whole bunch of mini cracks in your foundation, it's going to keep splitting off into bigger and bigger pieces. Sort of like a crack on some of y'all windshield. Okay? So, to me, when you love someone, be intentional about a solution. You can be imperfect and still compassionate and still have empathy and still care, right? But I think a lot of people struggle with how to show compassion to someone, even in misunderstandings. And it's really about thinking about what someone else needs outside of yourself. Listening to what they're saying intentionally, not fidgeting in your phone, not watching TV, not, having side conversations. Choosing not to be mad all day to a person who already apologized, who already explained themselves on what you thought they were saying versus what they were actually trying to say. Choosing not to be mad about a misunderstanding or your frustration after it was already discussed, it was already settled. AKA not carrying a grudge, not trying to be petty back. Encouraging people you love, that's compassion. Randomly calling and checking on people that you haven't talked to in a while, that's compassion. Some people hear your issues and go into like this super fix-it mode with things. And sometimes it's not about fix it for me. Sometimes it's about listening to me. Sometimes it's not about throw money at the problem. Sometimes it's about show up for me. Next time, if you see me doing this, do this for me. Sometimes people just want to be heard. And I also feel like when two imperfect people are in a relationship and they want it to work, you have to keep up your three T's, okay? You got to keep your three T's in check. And the three T's, in my opinion, should be your trust, time, and your thoughtfulness, okay? Trust yourself to do your best. Trust what you have with your person. Trust the effort you've shown to them. Because, I just wanted to let you know that I do appreciate you for listening to today's podcast. Indie podcasting isn't easy. It's not an easy thing to do. But if you remain consistent and you know what the purpose of your show is, it can be enjoyable. Trust me. And I may not have a network, but I do have a team. I have a pod fam. And it's just a group of collective podcasters that are in podcasting for different reasons. We all have different podcasts and we talk, we critique, we give feedback, we support each other. And that's good enough for me. And I support other creators that also podcast, not just me. Hence, Shambi Podden is my name. I support podcasters. On my page, you might find me repost other podcasters because I support people who have created something fresh, something new, a different approach that always doesn't have to be what the masses are doing. And I like to see them grow. And if I find something interesting, I like to clip it. and I like to repost it so someone can be like, okay, let me check this out. Or let me go see what this is about because I want to hear the whole episode. That's how I support. I let people know. I share links. Okay? So listening to today's show should leave you with better thoughts, whether it was She Gets It Pod, Cozy Womb, Creator, So What Pays Me On Bid, The Real Relationship Rapport, Wear It Right with Shan, Call Me When You Get Off, which is Gigi's pod, Loud Mouth Stereo, which is discontinued but is still available. If you need more about what I do, try me at shanbypodden.com. I appreciate you. On there, you can find books. You can find other things that I'm into, my media kit. You can also find all of the podcasts having their own pages, and Thick Grits and Pods, which is a monthly blog that I put collective thoughts on just to encourage podcasters, keep it fresh, and keep you goal-oriented throughout the seasons. But I appreciate you so much for checking out this podcast. I'm going to get back into it. I apologize for interrupting. All right. The way that they treat you back shows that they peeped. Okay? Time well spent together in three ways, okay? Or more. I don't know what y'all do, but three ways. Body to body, side to side, and in new experiences. I think body to body, your bodies will speak for itself. What you want to do, how you want to show affection, what each other needs, right? Side to side, meaning you could be on the couch doing something. I could be on the couch watching TV or typing up something. You know, you can be at the table eating something different. I could be at the table eating something different. Maybe we might talk. Maybe we won't talk. You know, you could be laying in the bed watching football. I could be in the bed with you on my computer. Or just rubbing your beard. Okay? Side by side. Late night drives, my favorite. I like to sit in the passenger seat and have a man drive and we just play music. Sometimes I want to talk to you, sometimes I don't. Sometimes I just want to share your silence. Sometimes I want to hold your hand, sometimes I don't. Sometimes I want your hand on my thigh, sometimes I don't. It just depends. Right? And new experiences, like, try to discover something neither one of you have tried and going to do that together. Not, oh, have you done this? Maybe you should do this with a group of your friends. Or I know you like this person or whatever. I got you and your friends some tickets so y'all could go. No, like, that new experience time is for y'all too. Okay? Now, thoughtfulness. I love thoughtfulness, okay? Thoughtfulness goes a long way because it is unprovoked kindness and sweetness from a person that makes things throb, okay? Wink, wink. All right? The person that makes things throb on you, within you, thoughtfulness from them means a lot more than a stranger on the street, okay? Thoughtfulness reminds your person that the small effort is not in vain. Paying attention to their body language. Paying attention to their tone. Them checking their tone before they talk to you. Whether you're frustrated, whether they're angry, whether they're sad, whether they're happy but they know you had a shitty day. Like, you know you're going to match. Either match what I need or bring it down a little bit. You know I have a headache, so you just going to make sure everybody that's in close proximity knows, like, hey, chill. Okay? Remembering dates coming up that may trigger them. Thoughtfulness. A healthy challenge when two imperfect people are choosing each other on a daily is finding a new way to show appreciation. Which is like, I think I'm really good at showing appreciation to people. Whether it's friends, people I work with, or romantic. Okay? But what really makes people pull back on showing appreciation is remembering all of the times where they showed appreciation to a motherfucker that didn't deserve it. And so sometimes this might make a little bit of people guarded. You know what I'm saying? But I feel like if a person hasn't given you a reason to have your guards up, don't put your guards up for a new person when you had your guards up for somebody old that was in your life, no longer in your life, that showed you that you should put your guards up. You know what I'm saying? Like, get this person a clean slate. And sometimes appreciation can be two things: acknowledging what was done or said, and showing how you're thankful with thank yous. And sometimes thank yous don't have to be verbal. Okay? When you acknowledge things that somebody does for you out of appreciation, you just take notice. You let them know that you see them, or you heard it, or you read it. You make eye contact, hugs, notes, emails, flowers, buying their favorite snack, just saying plain out, I appreciate you for blank, 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 blank. Or my favorite, reciprocation, return the effort. Now, thank yous could be maybe filling their tank, warming the car, re-upping on their favorite things, you verbally saying thank you, you taking a task off their plate, or you planning a self-care deed for them. Maybe it's a facial. Maybe it's a massage on Saturday. You know what I'm saying? Maybe it's a ticket to a game so they could go with their friends or you. You know what I'm saying? Just doing something nice that you know the other person would enjoy, even though that's not your thing. And honestly, my whole point in two imperfect people being together and choosing each other and being willing to be open and learning each other is the good ones know it ain't about being perfect. It's about being open and willing to show up, show out, and stay curious about being better together. Okay? Because there are no perfect people out here. We all got some shit we're carrying. We all got some shit we wish you could drop off. We all got some shit that keeps our guards up a little bit. But I'm just saying, have a little bit more grace with your people. Show up in your kindness and don't allow old experiences to make you hard where we know you got soft spots. That's it. Thank you so much for checking out She Gets a Pod. My name is Shan. I appreciate you. Peace. Peace, peace, peace.